You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, Sixers people? Lauren Rosen here with another episode of 76ers Insiders. On today's one-on-one interview, I am joined by Danny Green. It is always a pleasure to talk to Danny, one of the most well-respected veterans in this league. He has seen it all. He has three rings, and he is bringing his expertise to the 76ers once again. It was awesome to catch up with him. So without further ado, here is our interview from Media Day. Danny Green, a pleasure to see you as always.
Pleasure's all mine.
The first thing I want to say is congratulations on your wedding. The last time we saw you in a jersey, you weren't married. Now you are.
Yeah.
How did it feel? What was that like?
It was a big stress reliever. There's always a lot of hecticness, a lot of stress leading up to it, planning it. But it was fun. It was amazing. It was a great day. And then after that, you can just kind of breathe a little bit, relax, and kind of enjoy the summer.
Tell me about then re-signing with the Sixers. What sort of went into that decision, and what excites you most about spending more time here?
Oh, those are two highlights of my summer. I was very excited. We have a chance to, run it back. We got a chance to have a great team. If everybody's healthy, a contender. Also continue to, have a contract and make, good money and be in a city with fans that, love the game. They're very passionate about their sport. So I'm excited about it. We have full fans from the start. Hopefully it stays that way. And, I'm excited to start the season out the right way.
Having talked to most of your teammates today, it's really clear that you and Tobias are sort of the, emotional leaders of the team mm-hmm. when it comes to the locker room, keeping everybody together, maybe throw Joel in there as well. But tell me about what leadership means to you. If you had to define what it means to be a good leader, what would you say?
To be a good leader, I think there's a lot of different qualities you have to have. The biggest thing is just communicating, be able to talk and see different sides of the spectrum, see all perspectives, see it from a player standpoint, coach standpoint, kind of be able to relay messages to both parties. So the biggest thing for me is teaching, learning, and communicating to those young guys of how to do things in their language. Obviously, we all speak the same language, English, but newer generation, older generation, sometimes the translation gets lost in translation sometimes. But my job is trying to kind of relay and decipher and kind of translate everything to make it simpler for the younger guys.
I think I know your answer, but what would you say would be your biggest goal as a team this season?
In terms of winning or?
Anything.
I think for me is to go out healthy. If we're all healthy and we give it our best shot and we're clicking on all cylinders and have our best chemistry, I can live with losing that way. Last year, 100% healthy. We know we could have had better chemistry, but I think this team has enough to get it done regardless of who's on that floor. If we have the chemistry and we're healthy, I think we make some things happen. And if we don't, we gave it our all. We tip our hats to the team that beat us. But obviously the goal is a championship for me, for everybody. So I think we get it done. But I just want us to be healthy and playing our best basketball by April, May, and June.
What's your personal goal for this season?
To play better than I did last season, collectively, consistently. Just stay healthy again. be better defensively for my group, and offensively, even knock down more shots if I can. Be a better percentage from the field, and you know, be a leader out there. Help my point guard, I guess, get into the sets. Tyrese is a young guy, help me get into sets, and whoever else is out there handling the ball.
When we last spoke, you were talking about the excitement you feel for the season sort of going back to normal. We're back to 82 games. We're back to being on the road. What are you most excited about now that we know for sure that that's happening? What cities are you excited to visit? How are we feeling?
Toronto. Team's back in Toronto. I finally get my ring. I've been 2 years. I have not got my ring, for those who don't know. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about seeing the city again. But all cities, just be able to travel again and be back to normal somewhat. And playing in front of fans, all fans, where, you know, every arena last year didn't have fans. So playing in some of those big arenas where they have their fans and those hostile environments, that's what this game's about. So playoffs are about. It's what the season's about. So again, a full 82 and playing in front of, you know, fans all over the world is what we, you know, dreamed of as a kid to be in front of.
Speaking of Toronto, I know that you got a tattoo to commemorate your championship there, another to commemorate your championship in LA.
Yeah.
Tell me about why that was an important thing for you to do.
I got all three, actually. It was important to commemorate all the cities that I've got a chance to play in and win in. Those cities will forever be tied to me, and hopefully I'll be tied to them forever as well. But it's just something that, I wouldn't say reminds me, but something that I can show people or express, or something that has happened in my lifetime that I never thought would ever happen, and it's very meaningful to me. So I can put it on my body and mark it in history.
Does he need to go back and do that question again?
Possibly.
No,
not because of you. Because your boy came and sat down.
God damn it, Matisse. Get out the shot.
Okay, sorry, we can move on.
Okay.
Is there space for one that would commemorate Philly?
I did leave space. Purposely, the story's not over. You know, I said it's kind of like storybook. Tattoos, a form of expression. I get a chance to express myself and other things that I've accomplished, things that I've thought of, dreamed about since I was a kid, and I've been able to do it. So said with the cities that I've played in and tied to forever, and left room for hopefully doing something historic this year.
Do you have a mantra or a motto that's inspiring you headed into this season?
Not necessarily. Not this year. I take it a day at a time. You know, 1 year at a time, try to stay healthy as possible, but just do things the right way each year. Try to be better than the last year or the last day or yesterday, and just try to stay healthy and, you know, come in with a positive attitude, positive mindset.
This is my favorite question, I think, that I'm asking today. When you think back at your rookie self, what advice would you give that Danny Green?
Just stay the course. You know, enjoy the ride, have a lot of fun with it, and don't take it for granted.
I love it. This is the last part, Danny. I'm going to do some superlatives, asking about your teammates.
Okay.
Which of your teammates is the most punctual?
Wow. The most punctual. I'm probably going to say Matisse, if I had to say. Him or maybe Tobias. I think those two guys probably lead the group.
Which of your teammates is the best dancer?
Outside of myself? We got Andre here now. You know, he's a big music guy, so I have to see what he's got in the store.
Who's the worst dancer?
The worst. That's a good, I don't know. That's a tough one. But we have some good dancers. We got P. Reed, we got a couple guys, Tyrese, you know, some of the young guys do dance. The worst dancer? I'd have to see Furkan, see what he's got in the bag, but I'm not gonna say he's the worst. I wanna see what George Nyang got as well. So I'm putting those guys kind of toward that category, just not sure yet.
Who would you trust to get you out of an escape room?
Oh, Matisse or George. George is pretty high IQ, outside the box type of thinker. I think those two guys will get it done for me.
Who would you trust to make you dinner?
That can cook, not Joel. Tobias, Matisse, no. Shake, no. Who's a cook? Nobody's a cooker on this. P. Reed.
Perfect. Who would you trust to babysit?
To watch much, somebody that has kids on this team, so probably Seth. Seth just had a newborn, congratulations to him. Dope name too, Cash. So yeah, I would trust somebody with kids. I don't think there's many other, Joel has kids, but I don't know if I trust him yet. I don't know who else has kids on our team besides those two guys.
Who's the funniest?
Purpose, on purpose or by accident?
On purpose.
On purpose, Tobias.
Who's the funniest by accident?
Paul Reed. For sure.
Who's the nerdiest?
Matisse or Shake. Matisse more so. For sure, Matisse.
Who would you trust as your teammate in trivia? Similar question.
Ooh. Probably Matisse. Oh, Matisse has a lot of these answers. He seems like the smartest guy on the team, doesn't he?
He's apparently doing everything.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest morning person? Who brings the best energy at an early workout?
I have a feeling it's going to be Andre for some reason.
Who's the biggest?
I feel he's going to fill that Dwight role if I had to guess.
Who's the biggest grump in the morning?
Ooh. Maybe Joel.
And last but not least, if you had to trust someone to write a poem to really move people, yeah, who would you pick?
Who is a poet on our team to move the people? P. Reed. No, I'll probably say, you know what, I'm going to go with. I want to go with a young guy, but I can't trust it. I wanted to say Zay, but nah. Tyrese, nah. I'm just going to say Furkan. Call it a day. Give it to Furk. I think Furk got some stuff in his. He's got some hidden gems for us.
I like it. Danny Green, always a pleasure to sit with you.
Pleasure's all mine.
Looking forward to the season.
Me too. Thank you.
Thanks as always for listening to the 76ers Insiders. Thanks to Danny for sitting down and sharing his thoughtful advice and candor and thoughts on the season ahead. Looking forward to watching Danny continue to lead this group. As always, make sure you are subscribed and following the 76ers Insiders feed. Please also follow along if you're not already at the 76ers Scoop. Matt Murphy has been doing an amazing job over there throughout training camp, and we will have more episodes on the Scoop feed as the season continues. That's our snackable podcast available almost every day to give you your morning Sixers update. So be on the lookout for more content on both this feed, the 76ers Insiders, and that feed, the 76ers Scoop. Thank you as always for rocking with us. We appreciate you. The season is just around the corner. Very excited to go on this journey all together. Talk to you guys next time.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.